Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa Al Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, you will discuss issues, relevant questions, and other fields regarding the Islamic upbringing of children. And we would like to stress that the answers that we provide in this program are all based upon the narrations of the household of the Prophet and, of course, of the Prophet himself, and upon the Holy Quran, supplemented with scientific research. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend, Sheikh Ali Himani, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for joining us.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's my pleasure to be here in your studio.
So last time, dear Sheikh, we spoke about managing their time, i.e. keep them busy. Don't let them be idle, either by delegating tasks to them, making them work in the house. Or, Sheikh, I would also think that just spending time with them or just giving them a fun hobby or an activity also is a solution, I would think, right?
It is a very good solution, providing them a kind of a hobby. For example, you know, today in today's world, the robotics are taking the upper
right.
hand. So you can get a robotics, make yourself kind of a kit.
Or whatever hobby or activity that interests
stamp
them.
Stamp collections,
right.
coin collections.
Reading books, whatever it is.
Reading books,
right.
or even teach them some kind of a skill, you know, sketching, painting.
Sewing.
Whatever skill they're interested in, gardening,
right.
or whatever.
So is there another way other than managing their idle time that we can employ?
It's managing their energies. And
right.
when you want to manage their energies, you have so many possible options. One, let me put it this way. Set of activities, educational activities, where they're learning something, increasing their knowledge base, be it, stargazing, or be it robotics or astronomy
right.
or whatever. Then you have physical set of activities, particularly for boys, because for boys, they have this high adrenaline running in them.
Right.
They need to let out all these energies. So some kind of a sports activity, you know, based on your country,
right.
you can have
a physical activity.
Physical activity,
right.
soccer or rugby or baseball or
karate
cricket
or some sort of martial arts.
Something where they
right.
can let out their energies. And this is extremely important. If they do not let out their energies and do not let out their adrenaline, it keeps building in and it just makes them focus on the opposite gender.
Right. Yes.
And they try and invest all these energies to gain attention from opposite gender.
Right.
I would, want to put it across as a warning here, for the parents that remember, if we do not plan for them, they will plan for themselves.
All right.
So for teenagers,
it is coming, whatever you're going to do.
Exactly.
So at least let that happen while they are prepared.
Correct. Rather, I would want to say this way, that if you don't plan a schedule for them and you just let them have the free time in their hands, then they're going to plan their own schedule. And they might plan things which you don't like,
right.
spending personal time, going out, meeting with inappropriate friends, hanging
right.
around with the wrong kind of company that we don't want them to hang around. Why is all this happening? Because we did not plan a schedule for them. We did not plan a set of activities for them, be it educational, be it physical, be it household chores or whatsoever. So take it as a warning. If we don't plan for them, they plan for themselves.
Right. And with that, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
This
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Now, Sheikh, just before we went on a quick break, you were saying that we should plan or schedule a day, a routine for our children so that they may not fall into idleness and then, correct, unfortunately, fall into sin.
Correct.
Please pick up where you left off.
Particularly in this teenage, you know, I would want to emphasize that particularly in this teenage, you know, from the puberty till, you know, you get them married or whatever suitable age, till that time, you need to have a good plan for them until and unless they reach a point where they can plan for themselves properly, you know, who's finished their college, who's finished their university and they want to work. So now they have a plan. Now
they're
you can't go and plan for, correct. So now they've reached that adulthood. And before that, you're going through that teenage and adolescence. This is where the parents need to plan for them.
So they need to step up.
Exactly. And keep them busy. Let their brain not be idle. Provide them, activities which keeps their brain busy.
Sheikh, would you say that introducing perhaps video games or movies is a good or a bad thing?
Because absolutely
bad
thing.
You know, especially in our youth today, video gaming, movies, series, it is spread like a wildfire.
And it's absolutely wrong to introduce video games and movies.
Right.
Then you have to follow a pattern. Because when you introduce this, they slowly get into addiction. And then you have to follow a pattern to reduce their addiction and get them out of it. So if they're playing 5 hours a day, you'll have to reduce it to 4 hours.
That's good for a teenager in this day of age.
I know. But let me tell you why this is problematic. So when you're playing a video game, what are you doing? What is your child doing? He's on a chair. He's got a controller in his hand. He's watching stuff on TV. And then he's playing a high-energy game. You know, probably PUBG or I don't know what's the latest one.
High stimulation, right.
Now, what's happening? As part of that strategy of the game, there's lots of energy and adrenaline being generated in his body. And there is no physical activity through which he's, letting out the adrenaline out of his body.
Right.
Remember, when he does all these physical games like baseball or, you know, soccer and all that, and he starts sweating, one of the ways to let out the adrenaline out of your body is by,
exerting physical activity
and exercises through which there's lots of blood circulation and this adrenaline runs through all your body and then sweats out of you.
It runs out.
Drains out, you know. So, so if he's sitting on a chair with a controller, the adrenaline is just building in him.
And it is there, of course, because these games are very intense.
And then when he steps out of the chair, you will notice all that aggressive behavior in the house, all that anger, all that temperament, all that stubbornness is all there in the house.
All that frustration.
Frustration and all that. Why is that happening? Because all that adrenaline needs to come out now.
Right.
And the only way he does this is through all his frustrations. So introducing games and movies.
Bad step.
Extremely bad,
right.
Particularly if you want him to use it as a regular activity in his day, like 1 hour video game every day, 1 hour movie every day, absolutely bad. But 1 hour video game in a month or 1 hour movie in a week or probably once in 2 weeks, that's fine, that's okay. But not like a habit here, because again, it boils down to that adrenaline kind of a scenario.
Right, let's continue this discussion after a break.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, "The best among you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it."
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. So just before we went on a break, dear Sheikh, you said that video games or movies is not a good substitute that we can introduce to our children so that they may not be idle.
Yes.
It will
absolutely
have the opposite effect.
For compared to the physical activity, it's absolutely not the right kind of a substitute.
What other ways then can we use to manage our children?
Great. A couple of things that we can point out to, but before that, I wanted to mention this particular point that when we talk about the human soul, the nafs, it has multiple levels, and one of them is nafs-e ammara, which we refer to as carnal desires, right?
Right.
And in this age, particularly with this hormonal changes and physical changes and moving towards puberty and that desire to and that attraction towards the opposite sex, here the carnal desires, the nafs-e ammara, also starts attaining that kind of growth and kind of a presence, a physical, not physical, a noticeable presence in the personality of the person.
Right. Yes.
Now, if we want to control this nafs-e ammara, the carnal desires, this is one of the things that we need to take care of. And that is not to pamper your children and fulfill all their requests and desires. So if your son or a daughter says that, I want a new shoes, so you'll have to let them know. You'll have to wait some time. Wait for 3 weeks.
Control yourself.
Sabr and patience.
Right.
Teach them how to control. Teach them how to tell their own nafs to remain calm, patient, and wait till the right time comes in. So give them a month's time. They want a new jean. Tell them that, okay, if you want to buy a new jeans, you'll have to do so-and-so, course at home. And then next month, we'll buy a new jeans for you, or we'll buy a bicycle for you, or whatever. Teach them how to be patient. Suppress their carnal desires, suppress their the desires of nafs-e ammara, because in this age, they want to have many things because they notice that others are having it and I want to have it too. I want to have a bicycle, I want to have a Nike shoe, I want to have a Reebok, this thing, I want to have a particular outfit, I want to have a particular handbag, a particular goggles or shades. So you'll have to teach them how to suppress your nafs-e ammara, control the carnal desires, and have patience. Teach them the quality of sabr and patience.
Right.
And this will help them control their desire. Because one of the important virtues of any successful mu'min, a believer, is the virtue of patience.
One who controls his and desires and lusts.
Correct. And this is the right age to start teaching them.
Right. Sheikh, what about the food that are eaten? Because we have many scientific research, and also we have narrations that say some foods are best not to be eaten by people who are single. Are these narrations and also the scientific data that we have, do they have any substance, or are they just hearsay?
It's definitely not hearsay, because if you look at the earlier cultures which had the medicine imbibed into their culture, including cultures like China, you have the feng shui there and
old medicine
and
herbal medicine,
herbal
as well.
Medicines,
yes.
Acupressure, acupuncture. If you go to India, you have Ayurveda there. If you come to the Middle Eastern region, you have Avicenna medical theories, where he talks about what is to be consumed and what not. If you look at and put them all together, you will see that all of them are pointing towards particular substances that should be avoided for particular personality types, more than the age, particular personality types, because at every age there is a particular personality type, and if you contribute to that personality type by eating a particular set of food, it is going to make you a more hyper person.
So Sheikh, a final word then, what advice would you give to parents who currently have children who are going through this phase?
I would suggest that parents don't take the stage lightly and give special attention to this age, and have special schedules and timetables planned for your children in this age. Because if you don't, like I mentioned earlier, if you don't plan for them, they will plan a schedule for them. And a lot of parents, especially who've got multiple children, 2, 3, 4 children, they get tired when by the time the child reaches the teenage, the parents are tired of taking care. And but this is the making or the breaking point. If you don't pay necessary attention, everything can go wrong here. Especially if you have multiple children and you've brought up your earlier 2 or 3 children correctly, then they're anyways going to contribute towards the upbringing of the fourth child. But if it's your first child, you'll have to put in lots of effort here to make sure that you upbring them correctly.
And on that note, we will end today's program. I thank you for contributing to this discussion, and also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any suggestions, feedback, or some comments, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. Alternatively, you can also visit our website, parstoday.com. You can also find us on various social media websites, such as on Twitter and Instagram, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.